So the reading from the Old Testament today, from the book of Deuteronomy, concludes with, "Take care and earnestly be on your guard not to forget the things that you have seen." And it goes on to say, "Teach them to your children and to your children's children. Don't forget." And I have kind of made a point recently of saying, when we come to Mass and when I celebrate the Holy Eucharist, the words of consecration over the chalice are, "Do this what? In remembrance of me." And this idea of over and over and over hearing Jesus say, essentially, I'm going to paraphrase him a bit, "Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget." And I remember listening to Scott Hahn talk, and he was talking about the problems that were entered into human nature from the original sin. And he says one of the big ones is forgetfulness, and particularly moral forgetfulness, and that we get caught up in our lives and we forget, and we do stupid things that we regret. And that if we would have kept God in mind, if we would have kept our Lord in mind, if we would have kept the truth before us, but what happens to us? We get distracted, we get confused, we lose sight. We are, in the words of the St. Paul's letter to the Romans, our minds are darkened. And so this call not to forget, take care and earnestly be on your guard and do not forget the things your own eyes have seen. So Moses is telling the people about all of the, you know, escaping through the Red Sea and the manna in the desert and all of the things that they have experienced. And are they going to forget or are they not going to forget? They're going to forget. Okay. They're going to forget. Okay. Now Jesus is telling us in the gospel today that I haven't come to do away with the law. I've come to fulfill it. And this passage today, it's a bit challenging in some respects. It comes at the very beginning, not the very, very beginning, but close to the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is going to be going through, and in each case when he starts talking about the law, he's not making the demands of the law less, he's making the demands of the law greater. And he's saying, I haven't come to do away with the law. I've come to fulfill it. And what is the point of the law? We should know this, okay? We should all know. It's... you can't read my mind. So anyway, the point of the law is you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbors. It's the law of love. And the written code, the Ten Commandments, the laws on stone, he's taken them up. Not only do I tell you can't commit adultery, you can't have lust in your heart. It's like, well, I can't do that on my own. And he says, that's right, you can't. I have to be in you. Don't forget me. And today we're not going to forget him, right? What are we going to do today? We're going to remember him. We are going to very explicitly, kneeling in silent prayer, meditation, offering our lives to our Lord again this day to remember him, to remember his love, to remember his mercy, to welcome him into our heart, that the law of God would be written into us and that we would never forget it. And if we do forget it, then we have recourse to his mercy, right? But remember, remember, remember.